You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. I know you missed the TBH podcast with Shayla and Abo.
It's two broke hoes.
Yeah, it's two broke hoes, and we on the scene. Got you tuned in every week like a dope fiend. Tell your mama, your cousins, or your little boo. Fuck them kids. We clowning and taking shots too in the streets. You staring like you wanna say hi. Fuck your couch, your feelings in. Fuck a Gemini. It's Abo and Shayla, yeah, we on the run. Hold it down, Leesville, yeah, we known for one.
It's two broke hoes.
Say, man, hold up, I done came down, it's two broke hoes, and we bout to clown. I'm pouring on my shot, and I'm about to bop with my round Abo on this damn pie. It's always gonna be, fuck them damn kids, unbiased, unbothered, that's how we live, that's how we live.
It's two broke hoes.
It's two broke hoes podcast.
Alright, everybody, this your girl Shayla. I just want to welcome y'all to the TBH Two Broke Hoes podcast this week. We just started back up last week, and we agreed to be consistent and drop every week and everything like that. And then, motherfucking Hurricane Laura brought her ass through Louisiana and tore some shit up. As I'm sure most of our listeners know, and if you are a new listener and don't know, I reside in Texas, the DFW area to be exact. So I was not affected by Laura at all. We literally got some sprinkles yesterday afternoon. Other than that, it's been hot as shit. But Abo is in Louisiana, in Leesville, Louisiana, I guess I can say that because we all know. And that area has been pretty much devastated. That is my hometown as well. It's not wiped out or anything from what I know, from what I've seen. Some businesses are open, but there is no electricity. I believe they're just getting water back. In some areas, some people do have electricity, but not many. And I know Abo in particular has no electricity. So hopefully later on, at some point, she can join in and do a segment, maybe 15, 20 minutes or so. But we shall see. I haven't really talked to her much today. But I do know that her and her family are safe. And that is really all that matters in the long run. I do want to send prayers up to everyone that is being affected by Hurricane Laura. Not just back at home, but surrounding areas like Charles, Beaumont, anywhere. Anywhere that's been affected. And prayers up to the people that have lost their homes, their vehicles, their belongings, their possessions. It's easier said than done to say that, well, at least, you know, you have your life, because to see all of what you know get taken away in a matter of hours, I can only imagine how that feels. As far as a natural disaster goes. So prayers up to everyone back home, and all the other areas that are affected by Laura. I didn't even plan any segments today, really. Abel asked me if I can get someone to join me, and y'all know me, I ain't got no damn friends, so I was like, I'll just do it alone. What we were going to discuss was Brandy and Monica. Because that has been a huge, huge debate. As soon as the announcement dropped, as soon as it came out that they would be doing a versus battle, the Brandy and Monica fans, me being a Monica fan, got to debating, got to arguing, fussing, and all this other stuff. And then with Monica being in the news, I thought it was funny, in the news for being a ride or die ex-girlfriend for C murder. I personally feel like Monica's gonna win, but I'm also a Brandy fan. The Have You Ever album is classic, but The Boy's Mine and After the Storm for me are classics for Monica. But like I said, I'm a fan of both. I love Brandy as well. I'm actually watching Moesha as we speak. Well, it's paused. I'm on season 4, so I'm almost done with that. And Brandy has been helping me. Moesha has been helping me through my little depression with my relationship. My relationship ended. I won't get into that. But if you go back and listen to the beginning and then you hear what I'm saying now, you probably are like, what the fuck happened? Because things were on paper perfect. Of course, no relationship is perfect, but shit happens. So Moesha has been getting me through this troubling time for me. And so yeah, I just think it'll be a good battle. I think it's gonna be good for the culture. I think R&B needs it. A lot of people actually released our R&B albums today or last night or whatever. Jasmine Sullivan being one, PJ Morton, a few other people. I really want to go listen to the Jasmine Sullivan one because I know she was talking about some shit that I might need to hear right now. But I'm not busting windows out no cause. So she on that shit, I can't do it. But the rest of it, I could probably do. Because I know she went through some stuff too. And I haven't really been able to listen to music lately because, I don't know. I don't want to come across a song that gets me my feelings as I'm beginning my journey to healing after this relationship. So I've been on my podcast stuff. And it helps me. And hopefully our podcast will help you guys. I know that's random, and it was a random tangent, random rant, but hopefully people can go back and listen to our stuff and laugh and cry or whatever you gotta do, because we done been through some shit together, in this year of doing a podcast. So anyways, back to what I was saying, I'm Team Monica, but I think this versus battle will be the highest rated one. I believe DMX and Snoop. Maybe Elephant Man and I forgot who he battled. I think that one was high rated too, but I think DMX and Snoop was the highest one. I'm not sure, but I think this one is gonna top all this shit because it won't stop. Like every day or something. As far as Brandy and Monica goes, the argument. And if Monica wears those shoes that she wore in the Before You Walk Out of My Life video, I think that's the video she had them big white sandals on. If she wears those shoes, it's a wrap. I highly doubt she will, but yeah.
I'm bike. Like I never left home.
Okay. I don't even know if I should keep any of the other ones, so we're going to start over. How are you faring in Laura?
I'm all right. I'm straight. This shit is for the birds. I'm never right. Okay, and I'm going to fucking evacuate. I promise I'm evacuating next time. I'm not doing this shit no more because this shit is ghetto.
And who told you to come to them?
You did. You told me to come. You did. Man, you know what? I was thinking about that drive after getting off work. That's what I was thinking about. And then, you know, we got off work late. And we got off early, but it was still late. So it was really late, too late to really do much. And, I was really thinking about that drive. I was like, that's a long ass drive, my nigga.
Yeah, but now you know, sitting in the heat and whatnot.
Yeah. I'm not doing this again. This is it. I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay. Well, everyone says that every year and they still say.
No, I promise. I'm not doing this shit no more. I'm done. I'm not some people on the Weather Channel. I'm not no fucking storm chaser. There's no need for me to do this. No fucking need.
Okay. Well, I recorded like 20 minutes of me just rambling on about a whole bunch of nothing.
Oh, great. Use that.
Yeah, I talked about the hurricane. I talked about hopefully you would get on. And we're supposed to talk about Dr. Umar this week. And then I talked about Brandy and Monica a little bit. And the Jacob Blake situation, I said we would discuss that later, too, I guess. I just found out he'd been shackled to the bed this whole time. Why? Yes. After he got shot 7 times. I didn't know that. Okay, so I really think we should get Dr. Umar out the way. I'm glad you're safe and sound. Prayers up to my hometown and everyone affected. I said that already, but I'm saying it again with you on here. You guys heard that I asked her or suggested or whatever for her to come here to me because I'm actually off right now for a couple days, and she did not.
Why?
I'm on vacation.
Why are you off? Oh. Were you supposed to be here?
My counselor suggested I get out of the house. So my mom was like, well, why don't you come here? And I was like, well, I have Saint. And she was like, it'll be all right. So then it was like, someone was like, well, no, you'll go there. Because my mom's supposed to be here until next Friday. But if I don't went there, she wouldn't have come back with me. So they was like, well, and then my niece wouldn't have come back either. So they said you were going to go home to an empty house. And that might be worse than what you're going through now. For those that don't know, I got dumped, so I'm going through some things.
I got dumped in an adult way.
I'll give it that. However, it was still dumb. And I told them they're stupid too. But anyways, but I still, you know, college girl.
Okay, wait a minute. My nigga is single out here. So what are you looking
for? I'm not looking for nothing. What do you mean?
I mean, like, in company.
I don't
bitch,
even.
You can talk to
people. I mean, I'm
now.
Talking. I talk to people. Thank you very much. I talk to, like, 4 people.
Okay, so you can talk to a lot of
people. I talk to 2 guys and 2 girls.
Damn, bitch, you're doing better than me.
I mean, was it you? Oh, that was Giovanna. I sent the screenshots to.
You doing better than me. Like, I'm down bad over here.
Because of the one. Did I send it to you?
You didn't send
Savannah?
No, you didn't send me anything. My nigga, you was out here slipping, and you doing better than me, and you just got dumped. I've been single for a year, and I'm down bad.
I mean, but really, at this point, honestly, I think being single is, like, just the way to go for the rest of my life. I'm good.
But
think about it. Like, I was telling my niece, okay, so we know a guy in a relationship that still texts me about this disgusting things, correct?
Disgusting.
Okay.
Very
and we have a guy that's married that has tried to talk to both of us as if me and you aren't the best of friends.
Help.
So
wait a minute, who did that? Oh, never mind.
So
never mind.
So what is there out there really? Like where at?
So okay, from that standpoint, it sounds terrible. It sounds horrible from that standpoint. What I want, and even if this doesn't lead to marriage, but like a long term like relationship, like we're in a relationship so long that we might as well be married, I think I would be fine with that. So things like going through this hurricane, nigga, I don't know about no goddamn hurricane. When Rita came through 15 years ago, I was at Grambling, and I don't know nothing. I know absolutely nothing about what to expect. So if I would have had, you know, somebody, a male figure there with me to calm my anxiety down, as well as the anxiety of my children down, then I would have been fine, I think.
I don't know.
But
it seems like they're doing fine. Bad during hurricane too. I just said, but we've never been married. And that was my thing with my ex. I wanted to get married, and they did initially too. Then it turned into, I don't want to be married. I said, well, let's be together forever. And then I don't think I want that either. Because that's what people do.
But maybe if we could have been there, if we could have been there to calm each other down, even if he went crazy too, if we could have been there to calm each other down, I think, you know, just to bounce back off of each other's energy, then I think that would have been, that would have been okay.
You know, you've healed. So you talk that heal game, okay? I'm at the get you stage.
I understand. And rightfully so. I seek companionship. That's what I want.
Okay.
I want a long-term companionship with somebody that I am compatible with, somebody that I find attractive, and somebody that I can have sex with as many times a day.
Okay, I was going to say, you describe me until you start talking about sex. I can't do that for you. The rest of it, I got you.
But that's what I crave. Now, I don't want to get married just so I can have sex. That's not why I'm trying to get married. But like I said, I just crave companionship. Companionship, that's what I want.
Okay.
I'm tired of being alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of some nigga like me. I'm just tired of being alone.
I mean, what's so bad about being alone, though?
It's no fun.
But dudes get on your nerves. This shit is when not you fun. Have company over there, get on your nerves. So what are you talking about?
This shit is no. That's because I don't like them niggas.
But where are the? Where do you think you go find a good dude at? They don't exist.
That's the thing. Where am I gonna find? Bitch, I'm gonna go build one. Okay, build a nigga workshop.
No work.
Build a nigga workshop. Where am I gonna find a good man at? You are absolutely
because my counselor's like, you know, your ex is emotionally unavailable. Just leave it alone. There's nothing. She can't give you what you need. You can't give her what she needs. And I came up with the thing of, I told her, my ex, I'm trying to pour into your cup, but you had a lid on. So what are you doing? I'm wasting my time.
However,
I mean, I was in love. I mean, okay, I can't deny it. I won't deny it. If she was like, okay, I'm sorry, I'll probably be like, okay, and run right back to it at this moment in time because I'm still in love with her. However, I come to realize that with the last, well, I was cheating sisters. Anyways, the people I've dealt with, they have all been my friends first because I already know them. My ex, me and her have been friends since high school. My ex before that.
Bitch, you the name drop.
My ex before that, we were friends first. She was dating one of our classmates. Somebody.
Really?
Aston.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody's baby mama from Leesville. We were friends in high school too. It's like I go for the friends because I'm familiar with them. I don't like getting to know people. If I have you're my friend, I already know you. So not only do I know you romantically, but I already know your personality. But people in relationships are not how they are as a friend. So it's like it's been biting me in the butt.
That's true.
So
you telling me I need to date a friend?
I think so, but yeah, but no.
Bitch, I don't have no fucking friend. Bitch, I don't have no fucking friend.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I just figured that out today. I don't have no
I'm your friend. We just can't date. Unless you say, just come to the other side.
I don't, but nigga, no. For what?
What you mean?
I mean, I know you said your head game was off the charts. I heard what
I was trying to tell Jasmine about it yesterday. She was so disgusted. I said,
I would be disgusted. You don't nobody want to hear that shit from knees,
and then I was like, well, I said, you didn't hear her that night? I said, we did it one night when y'all first got here. She was like, no. I said, she was trying to be quiet. She said, oh my God. I said, but then she rolled up and got her knees and put a boot in. And she was like, no, I don't want to hear this.
No! I'm sick of you. Oh no. Okay, so first of all, you did tell me that. You told me your head game was off the charts. Is. However, I need more.
I mean, I can work there too.
No, I don't want no cold dick.
You can warm it up.
You gonna put it in the microwave?
Yep, put a hot towel over it. got bangs and everything popping out of. You been seeing your picture? Have you ever sent you a picture of it before? I think I have.
You did, but it's not gonna spit up in my mouth. I want to swallow some kids.
They do have some that shoots out.
Hey, what did shoot out?
Some stuff you put in there. I don't know.
Can you put Oreo cream filling in?
We could try a Twinkie filling.
I don't like Twinkie filling. I want Oreo cream.
We can melt it down a little bit and put it in there.
Yeah. Wait a minute. This might not be a bad idea. A dick that shoot out Oreo cream filling is a dick that
needs to be in my mouth. It's going to taste better than cum, because if their diet ain't right, you know, it don't taste right.
It's trash, yeah.
See? Look at that.
Yeah, a dick that shoots out Oreo cream filling is a dick that needs to be in my mouth. Together.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyways, I understand what you're saying, but I have been in a relationship since I was 18. So I don't know. I've been told, I don't know how to be alone. So I have to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I haven't been single forever, but I've been in several relationships that led absolutely nowhere. I've been alone. Everything that I do is alone. You know, rightfully so. I raised my kids by myself because, I mean, hey, if I don't do it, who gonna do it? I raised my children by myself. You know, things like this, going through fucking hurricanes, you know, I'm doing that shit by myself. If there's a problem that arises, I fix that shit myself. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know what these other bitches, I want to know what the fuck these other bitches I want to know how it feels to have somebody fix this shit for me. Now, I don't want just anybody to fix shit for me, because a lot of y'all niggas that y'all go with, or y'all boyfriends and y'all husbands, is trifling as fuck. I don't want no trifling as fuck ass person, okay?
I used to be the fixer. I was fixing lawnmowers and everything in my old house. Anyways, go ahead.
Bitch, you know how to fix
the lawnmower? Yeah, I had to fix the carburetor or whatever on it. Something on there. I forgot what it was. I had to fix
something. My nigga know how to fix the carburetor and you still single?
How many times I tell you I'm a catch, dude? I finally get it together because I knew it was coming. I said it's karma. It's coming, because I was reading. Me and the last bae had a relationship book, and it has questions. And every day, you both answer the questions or comment or whatever. And I was flipping through it the other day. I was like, dang, she thought I was gonna walk out on her, and she walked out on me because it's karma. Mm. And I was like, do you want this book? She said, what I want it for. So I threw it in the trash because she's an asshole. Anyway.
But you know what? I try not to think that way, because I don't know what I've done. Okay, so I'm not going to say I've never done anything wrong. I'm not going to say that, even though I don't do anything wrong. But I'm not going to say I've never done anything wrong, even though I don't do anything wrong, if that makes sense. Okay. I don't know who got my voodoo doll. Because whoever has it is just fucking my life up. And I've never done, I'm not, you know, I wasn't no, I'm not no pimp like you was. Like, you was trying to put me up on game. Bitch, I wasn't like you. Mm-hmm. I didn't have four or five different bitches at one time and then a nigga on the side. I didn't do that.
Wait a minute.
I was always the loyal.
No, you're not lying.
I'm just telling the truth. But I was the loyal one, and I still got fucked up.
Okay.
So I don't fucking know. Like, whoever got my voodoo doll, can you please fucking stop? Because I don't deserve this shit. I don't know whose past trauma I'm paying. I don't know whose past sins I'm paying for. But goddamn it, let me off this bitch, because I am over it.
I need y'all to know that trauma is real, though. Because trauma real.
It is.
Like, trauma is... Wait a minute. My mama's snoring, Lord, and the scaring saint.
Girl, my mama was snoring, and I thought it was the wind was blowing, and I heard something rattling. I said, I know that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Why are y'all in my bed? Everybody in my bed.
Oh, somebody's upset.
Go ahead. You thought it was a tornado, but it was your mama?
It was my mama. I was like, damn.
Oh my God. Sound like a train coming.
Like, I said, you. Yeah, I said, I heard something rattling. I said, oh, shit, we need to go get in the closet.
It was your mama.
I jumped up. That was her.
Okay, anyway, we just went all off about it. Yes, I can fix a lawnmower. YouTube is magnificent. And whatever else you need. Now, cut your grass, trim your hedges. Come here.
Damn.
And I can put a
trim that coochie.
I could do that too.
My God.
What we talking about?
Damn. How was you saying?
I don't know.
She don't eat man. She doesn't eat a man.
No man.
Butt,
good,
no man. Butt.
That's a no go. Because y'all don't like it.
Okay.
So, you know, anybody out there? I don't even want it, so I ain't about to lie to y'all. Never mind.
So, am I supposed to be telling the story of Dr.
Yeah,
Warren?
Please tell the story. Sorry. Speaking of dating and getting with people.
Okay, so everybody that hooked me up with this person and that coerced me to even, you know, pursue this relationship, it wasn't a relationship, it was more of a companion, a friendship, I would say.
Okay.
But still coerced me to pursue it. Your mom's a hoe.
Oh.
Y'all is fucking wrong for that. Y'all knew this nigga was crazy and y'all still set me up for the ugly dog. I don't deserve shit like this.
Oh. I'm not including in that, am I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because we had you and I had some conversations after. I really like this person for you. You remember that nigga? You said that shit.
It's funny how you remember what you want to remember, but go ahead.
I remember factuals, okay?
Okay.
Factuals.
I mean, he on paper?
No.
On paper?
No. On paper, yes, but when you actually open your mouth and start.
Well, I never opened my mouth and talked to him.
Still.
I was looking at go ahead. Tell your story. Still. Tell your truth. Tell your truth, my dude.
So, y'all, Michaela fucked me up because Michaela.
Wait.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Bitch, this my sir.
We're not going to put all the other people on blast. Okay, go ahead.
This my sir. Okay, so y'all, Shayla fucked me up because she liked this nigga for me. Mm-hmm. This nigga was good for me.
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all how I even got in this situation. My nigga got on Facebook Live and told everybody that I sucked dick from the back.
Yeah. Hey, my grandma saw that podcast. Hey.
Facebook and told everybody that I suck dick from the back, and bam, here we are.
And by the way, she does, guys. Just why are you?
Bam, here we are.
And I eat cat from the back. So why are we still?
Oh my gosh, bitch! Why are we single?
No, I really do. Like, I really like it. And then I looked up.
Why are we single?
Go ahead.
So my nigga got on Facebook Live and told the whole fucking world that I suck dick from the back.
I definitely
and bam,
was listening, but go ahead.
Bam. Wait, what?
I doubt the whole world was listening, but I told a couple hundred people.
You told the world, Craig, not just the city.
Okay.
You told the world.
You're right.
Hold on. I got an intruder. What are you doing? Oh, I'm on this podcast. Get out of my car.
Hey, gang, gang.
Say hey to the podcast.
Hey.
Now get on out of here.
Hey, stepdaughter.
So my nigga told the whole world that I sucked it from the back, and then we got here. This nigga was, like she said, he was great on paper, looks great on paper, awesome, you know, career driven individual. He's black and
okay.
He's black. He has
Did you spit when you said it?
Yes.
Wipe your windshield.
Black and he's established. Yeah. And shit like that. You know. So just getting to know one another.
Y'all excuse me for being hood. I'm putting the food. Yes, the water's running. Okay. But...
Help. Getting to know one another was fun. What really drove me to the point of no return was Juneteenth.
Oh, shook a ducky.
Yes. Okay, so everybody knows Juneteenth is it's a holiday that does not get much that doesn't get much praise up until this past year. Everybody was celebrating Juneteenth this year. I, for one, always celebrate Juneteenth. I don't do anything magnificent, you know, but I just spend time with my family. We cook traditional meals and we eat them on Juneteenth and we spend that time together.
Okay.
So I asked this young man what he was doing for Juneteenth.
Uh-oh.
And he like jumped down my throat like about it. He's like, that shit is stupid. I'm not celebrating it because it's a holiday that the white man gave us.
Okay.
And I don't believe in shit like that. Mm-hmm. And what is Juneteenth going to do for this country? And I was like, pump your brakes.
Mm.
Hotep Jesus. Pump your brakes. Like, this is just a holiday that we celebrate. You celebrate the 4th of July. You know, why wouldn't you want to celebrate a holiday that's for, you know, celebrating, you know, the end of slavery for blacks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't celebrate any man-made holidays. I don't even like celebrating my birthday.
You know what happened after
okay, that? that's your prerogative. You can do that. That's your business.
Right.
So just so you know, a couple of days after Juneteenth was Father's Day. We had planned to do something on that Friday, which was Juneteenth, but I forgot that I was doing something with my family, so I asked if we could postpone that.
Right.
And so that's when he got upset because I asked to postpone our date.
Right.
So I said, well, what about Sunday? And I wasn't even thinking that Sunday was Father's Day. And he was like, oh, I can't because I'm going to be celebrating Father's Day with my kids. Bitch.
I'm trying to ward off.
Isn't Father's Day a man-made holiday?
Very much so.
But you don't celebrate Juneteenth because that's a holiday that the white people gave y'all.
Uh-huh.
Well, who the fuck you think made up Father's Day?
Hallmark.
It sure wasn't no nigga.
Hallmark.
Because if you watch TV, if you watch the damn TV, niggas don't even raise their kids.
Mm.
So, that's how he got the name Dr. Umar between Shayla and I. And I can't look at him without... I can't look at him without laughing.
Without laughing?
I laugh because every time I look at him, I think about this like evil Hotep genius. This person, he's very smart. He's a smart person. But I just look at him as this evil Hotep genius that's really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blows me. I laugh every time. But Michelle fucking set me up and I would have never talk to this man has she not told the whole world that I sucked dick from the back.
Well, that was the problem right there. That's all he wanted you for. Now,
this is true.
See, you didn't think about that.
Fuck that nigga.
I think he's gonna listen to this.
Oh, hey.
I don't know. I don't know you like that. I just know what I know.
All she knows is what I told her, and I told her everything.
And showed me almost everything. Oh, wait, I shouldn't have said that.
I didn't show you his thing, did I?
No, you should have, though.
No, see, I didn't show her everything. I didn't show her a picture of your dick.
Of his what?
I just showed her the things that we were talking about.
But not everything. I'm sure there was better moments that y'all had.
Sure, no.
That was short lived.
Even if there were better moments, a lot of the shit that happened in retrospect kind of overshadowed, if there were good times, if we did have good conversations, what I did like about him,
mm-hmm.
It overshadowed that with, you know, all this other shit, all the extra shit that happened. So,
okay, well, my power to him. Shout out to you. I'm sure you know who you are. You listening. Because he was like, oh, y'all back? Or something like that. Yeah.
I did see that.
Yeah. Y'all haven't talked since that dismissal?
We talked a couple of times, but not since then. It was weird. So.
Okay. Well, that's the story of Dr. Umar and Juneteenth and Father's Day.
Father's Day.
God. Thank you.
Help.
He tripping. go to his new home tomorrow. We'll see if he would, if they send him back. Since as his old mom, his ex mama called him Boosie Badass.
The dog bad?
No, he not bad. But she think he bad because she don't like dogs. Because he would have been at the pound if it was up to her. That's neither here nor there. Even though this Hutchins dog, that's neither here nor there either. I sound real bitter. And I am. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I kind of feel like you have the right.
Well, apparently I have rights to nothing. Rights to see the... Never mind.
I think you have the right to be bitter.
I think so, too. Get your healing, though. So get your healing. Get your healing, okay? If you hit it, you heal, girl. Okay?
Have you... Why would... She didn't even listen to it when y'all were together.
Well, of course she... Well, why not listen now and see if I'm talking about you?
Because you don't... She don't want to talk to you.
Well, you know, I'm not even like that because I could just... I ain't even out her. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, we grown, but I could have been childish and just been like, yeah, this is who it was. Everybody.
Yeah, you very well could have. Have you talked to your best friend?
Who?
Bitch, how many best friends you got?
Like two. But you're being sarcastic. So I'm assuming you're referring to EJ.
I
have not talked to him. Why would I talk to him?
He's in your city.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't have no clue.
Oh, he evacuated. He ain't.
Why are you smiling so hard?
I am not. Yes, I'm just saying you should
I hear
call
it. Him. You know why?
No. You I'm just why saying that you smile? Should call him.
Cause we, huh? You know why I hear your smile? Because we go together.
Bitch, I don't even like you.
I'm not cute enough for you.
No, I think you're cute. My brother's bad. My nigga fire. My nigga is bad.
I don't want to be bad, but okay. But anywho, was we talking earlier when I started talking to four people? Was that on the first recording of this one?
I think it was this one.
I don't like none of them, though. Oh, wait. No, I'm not going to say that. I don't want it. I can't. I'm tired of starting over. Ugh.
Starting over is hard, but how you ever expect to find anything?
I don't want to find nothing at this point.
You say that
we
right
all
now,
know that everyone is trash.
We do, but I have to believe that there's somebody out there that's gonna change their trash ass way.
Like I did
for me and you.
Okay.
Yes, like somebody is gonna do that for
I
us.
I was trash, like, okay. But I was still good to the ex.
Like you and I talk about this option that I have, and I don't even consider him an option because I don't like this man at all.
Okay.
But you and I talk about him all the time. And honestly, out of everybody that I'm not talking to four people like you, my nigga. I only have three.
Do Facebook dating and see what she finds.
Have you, is that where you found yours?
Two of them. Well, two.
So I'm afraid.
I just started talking to a girl, but it's not like that. Cause she's not looking for nothing and I ain't looking for nothing. But like her birthday is tomorrow and. Like we have
that's
a good conversation, but it's not like that. But she ain't no kids.
I'm afraid.
No offense to you, but I don't want no more kids.
Well, no. I don't want no more kids. Either.
No, I'm saying you got kids, but I don't want to date nobody with kids.
Oh, well, that's not
if I can help it at this point. Well, you know why? Because I'm going through this traumatic experience of getting the kids that I helped raise for the last 3 years ripped away from me. That's neither here nor there.
Help. I am afraid to get on Facebook dating. I'm afraid. I have a friend who met her husband, her now husband, on fucking Tinder.
Oh.
And Tinder was a hookup site.
Yeah.
So I have a friend who met her husband on fucking Tinder.
Hey, wait. Are you talking about Leesville? Somebody in Leesville?
No.
Okay, so somebody we know that has a sister that looks just like her, if you know what I mean. I think that she could tell the story. Courtney met her.
I know who you're talking
her
about.
Husband on,
is that what she met her husband at?
On accident.
Oh.
She's like, she was in town. I'm sure the love story doesn't matter. They're married now. She was in town for a wedding in Shreveport or something. And she was like, because she was telling me, she said she had just put the deposit down for her dog because she was like, she's just going to be single. And she was in town for a wedding and he swiped right or whatever you do on her. And they met up, and boom, they're married.
So, okay, that's two people that I know now that have met their husbands on
Tinder. So I need to get on Tinder.
Okay, so here's my thing. I live in Leesville. I don't want to see nobody from here on there.
Okay, you might have to narrow or expand. Sorry, wrong word. Expand your mileage, or so. I don't know how it works. We should both. Let's both get on Tinder.
Okay, after we get off of this shit, we going on Tinder.
Yes.
Man, it's gonna be a hot ass mess to go off. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be a hot ass mess. I already fucking know it.
Just hope that neither one of us get murdered trying to go on a date.
Right.
I mean,
because that's a huge possibility.
I mean, but meeting, I always say, like, people down online dating, or when you meet people online, I've met people online, you've met people online, but it's the same as meeting a stranger. You never know what you're going to get either way it goes.
Either way.
You meet a guy at Walmart, and he asks you out and kill you later on, just like you can meet a guy on Tinder and he kill you later on. You're going to be dead either way.
Right. Yeah, either way. So, yeah. But we're going to get on and we're going to fucking try it. Bitch, I'm going to have to use a whole nother zip code, because if I see one motherfucker on here from Leesville, I'm going to go
on. Well, it's
going
to be hard right now because everybody around you ain't got nothing. It's a disaster area.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get on Tinder and see Leesville niggas that got women at home.
I know who you're going to see.
See?
No, I know who you're going to see.
See? I don't want to see
12-11. Ain't that the number he gave?
Yeah, that's the number. This nigga on Tinder? I just seen that bitch-ass nigga today.
Oh, I don't know if he is or not. I'm just assuming.
Oh, I seen that nigga today. I still want to sit on his face.
What's
his number? Let me call him.
I don't know. Why do you want to call him?
It's hot and I'm in the hurricane here and I'm stressed. I just need to bust something on somebody's face.
Did you ever buy the suction vibrator that I sent you?
No, I didn't.
I sent the same link to somebody else and they got it. Somebody that
did you use it?
Yeah, I mean, me and X-Bay used it.
Well, what is the product review?
It came in the mail. I think we were still, I don't think we were broken up yet. We couldn't have been because we got nasty with it. So I heard of it. She heard of it, plugged it in and hit it. It's not a battery operator. You plug it in. It's rechargeable. So she plugged it in or whatever. So that night, I think I put it on me. No, she put it on her. And it has like 7 speeds. So he's trying out the speeds or whatever. So she was like, okay, it's cool or whatever, you know. So then she put it on her nipple while I went down.
Okay.
Because usually if I'm eating or whatever, if it's a person that likes nipple play, I, you know, reach up there and rub on titties and stuff while I'm eating. Anyway, she put on her nipple while I was eating and it was just magical. Like, it just sat there. Like, she already was like I didn't say which ex. Okay, so anyway, this was already a she like a back-to-backer. Back-to-back. So it just sat there. And it was just sucking her nipple, basically, while I was doing me. So I was like, oh, shucks. You know, like, shoot. You know, it was real nasty. And it worked. So now I was like, okay, let me try it on me. So I think I put it on my nipple, too. Because I want to say it was that time for me. So I could use it on my stuff. But later on, we were already broken up, and I was like, not trying to force her to have sex and stuff like that, because it was already like kind of awkward. I mean, we did it while we were broken up, but it was already kind of awkward. So she was in the bed next to me, and she had like rolled over, you know, we was about to go to sleep. So I was that little guy, use it on myself, and it worked. But
definitely, it worked.
But the speed just couldn't be too high because it sucked too hard. So I was like on like a 1 or 2. And it took me about 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I feel like I bust pretty quick usually, but I've been told that, no, you don't bust as quick as you think. But I don't know. But I think my record for making someone bust has been like 2-3 minutes. So 5 minutes isn't bad, I guess. But it works. It's cool. I mean, I got it like for 40% off, so I didn't even pay full price. So
Okay, I'm intrigued. Now I'm gonna have
but to it really is. It looks, I'm gonna have to yeah, it just sucks. Like you put it right down your clit. It's like perfectly.
I don't like nipple play though. So
I'm well, you don't have to put it on there, head. But they do. They did the person that I'm using with.
Okay, so I'm gonna get this, and I'm still gonna see if I can sit on 12-11 face.
No, why do you still want to do that?
Because
you probably funky right now.
I have water, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hot water at that.
My God, they walk.
My nigga tried to play me talking about funky bitch. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a hurricane. I mean, yeah, I'm in the aftermath of a hurricane, but I got
water. My homeboy had put up, he's in Sterlington though. I guess they don't have whatever either. And he was like, okay, he said now we're in the musty stage of the hurricane.
Yeah. I'm not mercy, baby. I got water. And my water, when I got in the shower this morning, the water was hot.
Okay.
I still don't know how I got hot water. You
sitting at? Because I know 12-11 ain't got no lights.
Well, we're going to have to sit in
the daytime. The lawnmower? What are we doing?
We're going to have to sit in the daytime so I can see.
But where?
Oh, I sit on the lawnmower. The vibrations might be extra, like an extra turn on. I sit on the lawnmower.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to edit all this out because if she listens to this, I'm going to die.
Why?
I'm talking about the thing with the toy, but nobody knows what I'm talking about because nobody knows who we were together. Anywho.
Thank you.
So I'm not talking about you if you just so happen to listen for whatever reason. Thank you very much.
But you shouldn't listen because you didn't listen before.
She listens sometimes, so leave her alone.
Maybe we'll be back. See, making excuses.
Because I love her, okay?
Stop it!
I can't stop loving her.
In the word, oh, okay, I'll never forget this shit. The pony had a nephew, and at the time, he was probably about 4 or 5. Yeah. And this was back when we were in high school, and Ashley was in love with Dominique Williams.
Who wasn't?
You used to like
no, him. I'm saying apparently he tried to talk to anyways.
Well, he tried to talk to the
he was the only one anyway, back then, openly.
Back then. And, no, that boy was eating booty.
Oh, that's even better. Okay. Where he at now?
That boy was eating booty in high school.
He married?
So,
is he married?
He is.
Oh. He is.
So, no, I don't know where he at. You know, he don't fool with us no more.
Oh, he said forget y'all.
But anyway, go out, sis. shout out to you. But anyways, it was so she used to talk about him all the time, and her nephew, that was her cousin named Tay Tay. He asked Ashley. He said, Ashley, you love Dominique?
Ooh.
Dominique don't love you. Ooh. So Shayla, do you love her? Cause she don't love you.
Ooh. She told me she do love. She
told me
she do love me though. She just, you know, not in love with me right now because she going through.
That shit was so damn funny when that boy said, "You love Dominique. Dominique don't love you."
That probably hurt her feelings.
Boy, that shit was funny as hell.
You let me love her, okay?
Okay, bitch, go ahead. You should let me love you, old Mario ass.
She's the one to. That's actually, I used to sing that to her all the time. Oh well.
Oh,
yeah, we're right on. But I'm gonna be single and lonely for a while. I'm gonna try to start traveling because I spent all my youth not traveling because I was in a relationship and we were broke.
Yeah, and taking care of motherfuckers. Fuck them.
And then I got into a relationship with someone that had children, and that kind of limits travel, or travel is more expensive with children, shall I say. So now I'm able to, I have a dog kid, but he's probably going to be gone. So I can just do it now and live my best life. I hate that it's during COVID, so it's not going to be the same, but whatever. So I'm gonna go see Jovan at some point, and
okay.
I don't know who else because I ain't got no friends, but I figured it out. come see you more often, I guess. I don't really like you.
I don't like your ass either, but that's cool.
Every time I try to
see my nigga, for real.
Nigga think I got COVID. Don't let me in her house.
You do got the Rona.
Abraham.
You look like
she had me in her mailbox. She said I couldn't come in. She let me stand in her mailbox and talk to her.
Bitch, I ain't never.
It's okay, but she let niggas up in there to watch Netflix. That's all I'm gonna say.
I let all the niggas in. All the niggas. If you a nigga, you can come to my house. If you Michelle, you
niggas from out of town and everything else. But
nigga, you is off. You okay? So first of all, you was at a motherfucking party and you was not social distancing. What?
Okay, so homeboy from the other state been social distancing?
Yeah.
No.
Yep. How you figure?
Of course, we weren't social distancing, but everybody there hadn't been nowhere.
But we wasn't going to no parties either.
It wasn't even a party. It was like 10 people there. I think we were thinking like 30 or 40. It was literally like 10 people. And
I was thinking you had already named 10 people off the bat that you was hoping wasn't going to be there that you didn't want to
see. They weren't there. What are you talking about? I named one. And shout out to her because we talk every day. She's really been there for me. She really not going to listen, but shout out to you for being there for me through my troubling time. As an ex lover of mine / friend, I appreciate you, okay?
I'm sensing the trend here, so I need to date niggas that I'm friends with. But I don't have
no. How is it a trend if I'm not with any of them, dude? What are you talking about? I'm not. My last best friend, the last person I was with was my best friend and dropped me, but they were a bad friend to me, but was a good partner. But clearly, it's just not a good anything because I got dropped.
Well, we both get dropped, nigga. Maybe it's us. Maybe it's us.
That's why I talk about counseling. My counselor said it's not you. They're just emotionally unavailable. Okay.
Well, where is the emotionally available section? Where is that section at? Because that's what the fuck.
Yeah, I need to know where they sitting at. Where is he said?
Where they be at?
On Tinder. We
okay. That, well,
so I'm, wait, you got lights and stuff? Where you at? Like you charging your phone and stuff?
I'm sitting in my car charging my phone.
I'm talking about when you get back in the house.
Yes, I'm gonna go somewhere to where I can charge my phone.
I'm trying to figure out if we about to be comparing people on Tinder.
We are, because I'm gonna go download this shit right now.
I'm scared.
I am too, but we gotta do something because obviously what we've been doing isn't working, and this shit is for the birds. This shit is together.
Also, shout out to one of the guys I'm talking to, he's trying to be there for me through it all as a friend. I appreciate that.
That is refreshing. Yeah, Shout out to you, sir.
Be your friend. And he offered, you know, he smoked cigarettes. He said, I'll stop smoking if you give me a chance. Like, you know, oh my God. So he wants to go out to eat and stuff like that. Because I put up something on Facebook that said, single, not looking, but we can go eat though. And he was like, so can we go eat? So shout out to him.
Where y'all going to eat at?
I said Benihana. He was like, okay, where is that? I said, I was just playing. He said, oh, it's expensive. I was like, yeah, that's why I was joking. He said, oh, well, I've never been, so I don't know. But,
oh, well, if y'all go, y'all gonna have to bring me a playback because, you know, we ain't got no food right now.
Okay. Anyways, shout out to him because he actually listened to the whole podcast, the last one we put out.
Shout out to you, sir.
And shout out to,
you got some single friends that are emotionally available. And don't be with that bullshit. Like, they don't be up in other people's inboxes while their wife is upstairs dying.
Ooh. And shout out to the guy that said he is loyal and honest and is a good provider. And I'm not sure about that. I'll talk about that later.
Oh, that's somebody else?
Yes. He's a good...
Oh, sir, if you have any loyal...
No. I'll explain it later and when we get out.
Oh, okay. Help.
And shout out to the friend that's an ex, and you my friend again, and we'll see where we go. Okay.
You know, all of this just makes me feel bad about the way that I treated 50.
Why?
Because maybe I should have been nice to him.
Why?
Yeah, never mind. Never mind. No, I shouldn't have. I kind of miss, you know, upsetting him. It's upsetting me. I seen him today. I kind of miss, you know, telling him he ugly.
Okay, well, maybe you should pursue that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, well.
In all actuality, I'd rather look at toilet seat.
Okay, well, I'm not looking for anything, but Abo is, and I have to heal. Oh, what I was saying was my counselor said I'm not the problem. They just unavailable, emotionally unavailable, and I mean, of course, I have problems. We all do, but overall, I'm a great person and someone better or someone available and ready to love me the way I need to be loved and vice versa will come along.
Amen.
I think my counselor is single, so I don't know where she getting that from, but you know.
She read that shit in the book.
That's neither here nor there. Okay, girl. Go off, sis, is able to say.
Go off, sis.
So we'll see what happens, but I'm about to get on Tinder and be swiping. I'm about to swipe on everybody. All
right, bitch. I'm gonna get on this hoe too.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the TBH Podcast with Shayla and Abo. Don't forget to subscribe to us using Google Podcasts, Spotify, or using the Anchor app. Don't forget to live tweet this episode with us using the hashtag TBH Podcast or hashtag 2BrokeHoes. Until next week, we'll holla.